You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad that you stopped by. We're so glad that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial in the station that was called out earlier, bringing us together, bringing me into your cars, into your homes. Amen. And by the way, our Cypress audience also, we're glad that you're tuning in today, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Be not dismayed. Hold your head up high. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on, because our God still is on the throne. I want you to know God can do it. He will do it. But you must do what? Keep the faith. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, God will do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're grateful to all of you that's coming on. Oh, it's the Kendrick. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for your bishop. Amen. My cousin, bless your heart. I want you to know God is with you no matter what it looks like. I'm fully persuaded in my mind that God is going to do what he says he's going to do, no matter who. No matter where, there's nobody bigger than God, nobody better than God to try to stop what God is doing. I'm grateful. Come on, hallelujah. I'm like Israel. If it had not been for the Lord, who was what? On our side. Where will we be? Where will we be? But God is still on the throne. He's still on the side. Listen, come on, let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, Father, that you allowed us to come together by the way of Cypress audience, by the way of radio. God, we're so glad that we're grateful and we're thankful that I'm able to come into their cars, into their homes, God, in the way of Cypress audience on today, Lord, to encourage someone, to lift someone up, to, Lord, bring somebody to the foot of the cross to repentance, to say, what must I do to be saved, Father? We thank you that the sick will be healed, God. The oppressed will be set free. In the name of Jesus, by the preaching and the proclaiming of your word today, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins, amen, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. We do honor our elect lady, amen, Benita Watkins, evangelist Benita Watkins, and to our church mother, Mother Brown, to all the prophetess there, prophets gathers, amen, prophets Rita, amen. We thank God for you, and to all our evangelists there also, amen, and thank God for prophetess Moses, amen, Pastor Jamal Moses, amen. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know, again, he's still able to do a scene above all you think or ask. You can't be weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing, because the Bible said we shall reap if we faint not. But you got to hold on. Hold on. Don't let the enemy tell you that it ain't going to work. Amen. Because God still, he will come through. Listen, listen. We have been in revival. We have been in revival in Melbourne. In Melbourne. Oh, my God. It has been something every night. Those of you that's been in the services, those of you that has been watching on Cypress audience, you know for a matter as a fact that God has been moving in each service every night. Tonight, amen, it's the final night right there in Melbourne. We will be right there in Melbourne, amen, at the Christian United Fellowship Church, amen, 6665, amen, hallelujah, University Avenue. God is going to do it by a miracle. You just hold on, because trust God, he is going to bring you through. He's going to bring you out if you do what? Keep the faith. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. Don't give up. Again tonight, amen, at 7 o'clock, meet us there. Meet us there. As a matter of fact, meet us there. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on over. Come out. Come cross. Come through. And watch God do it by a miracle for you. He will bring you out. He will bring you out. He will set the captive free tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. He will heal. He will deliver. He will set free. Come out tonight. Come on. To Palm Bay. I need to see some of y'all in the house. Come on. Hallelujah. Right there in your city. Melbourne. Palm Bay. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Vieira. Come on. We're looking to see you tonight. All over from everywhere. Titusville is coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. Mills is coming in. Oh, we are coming together in this last night of this revival. Listen, then right back in Fort Pierce on Sunday night, 7:30 Sunday night, we'll be right back in Fort Pierce. We were there last Friday night, praise our God, in one night revival. So extended over to three nights this week coming up. Sunday night, 7:30. Monday, Tuesday, and we're going to be right there. We're going to be right there again in Fort Pierce with Overseer Prophetess Claritha McNear and Pastor Timothy McNear. We're going to be right there with them. We're going to look to see you in these services. Amen. Then, come on, right here in Coco, right where I'm at now. Hallelujah. I'm at the station in Coco. Go, but we're going to be with Pastor Diana Hayes. Amen. We're going to be with her. Hallelujah. In her anniversary celebration service. We're going to be with her. Amen. In their church. Amen. Hallelujah. The Apostolic Church of Jesus. New Deliverance. We're going to be right there. School Street. And they're going to be there 7:30. Amen. On Wednesday night. This Wednesday night coming. This Wednesday night coming. Again, we're going to be in Fort Pierce Sunday night, starting Sunday night, 7:30. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, come home. And then we'll be right in Coco on Wednesday night. Praise our God. Things are going to happen in these services. I'm going to look to see you in these services. I want to meet you. Come on here. I want to meet some of you all that's been watching, that's saying you've been tuning in and you want to be in our services. Come on. Come over. Come cross. Come through and watch God do what? Something for you. Amen. I want you to know God can do it again tonight, right there in Melbourne. We will be right there, university next to the store. Amen. They call it the Stock Market Store right there. Amen. On University. Right there with Bishop Blackman. Amen. Joe Blackman. With Bishop Joe Blackman. We're looking to see you if you can and you will. Come up. Come across. Come through. And come out and watch God do it for you. Praise our God. Again, I want to give honor to God. I thank God for you tuning in today. Amen. Listen, I want to go to the Word of God. We've been having such a high time in services. Amen. Talked about the mind last night. Talking about the mind of Christ. Amen. Putting it on the mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When you got the mind of Christ, you want to do the things of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, come on. You don't have the mind of the world. You don't have the mind of things not of God. Amen. Because he said, I'll keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind stayed on deep. So we talked about the mind of Christ last night and the mind of Christ. And when you have the mind of Christ, amen, the enemy just can't talk to you and tell you in and every kind of thing. Come on here. Why? Because you have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Somebody needs to type that in. I have the mind of Christ. I've got the mind of Christ. And what with the mind of Christ, I want to do what? Please, I want to do the things of Christ. Come on. I'm not doing the things as of the world because I don't have the world mindset. I don't have the world mentality. Amen. I have the mind of Christ. So, again, we have to let this mind be in us that was also in what? Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ Jesus. So, today, I want to just let you know it doesn't matter what is going on. It doesn't matter because if you got the mind of Christ, you see it through the eyes of Christ. Come on, you think it through the mind of Christ. Come on. And therefore, again, we're dealing with this faith. We're dealing with this faith because your mind has to be made up. When you're going through some circumstances and situations, you got to know that you know God is going to get the glory out of everything you go through, no matter what it looks like. We told you on one of the nights at the revival how God tempted Job, and Job had to trust God with everything because he had the mindset. He had to trust God with everything in him. Praise our God, because in one day, Job was attacked. In one day, we be attacked in spurts. Come on, we be attacked in months, you know. It'll be a season. Amen. We'll go through with good things, and then look like things ain't happening this season. But Job was attacked in one day. Everything he had was wiped out, even his health. But Job's mindset, come on, the Bible said Job charged God not foolish. Come on. Job charged God not foolish. Job began to do what? Shave his head, went down in sackcloth and ashes, and bow himself to the ground, his face to the ground, and did what? Worship God. Come on. Hallelujah. Worship God. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord give it, the Lord take it away, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. How can you say that today when you're going through some stuff? Yes, because your mindset, yes, your mind is stayed on Christ. Even though we're in the midst of crisis, even though we're in the midst of circumstances and situation, we still, as the people of God, we still have to say, we give God praise, we give God glory, we give God honor. Praise our God. You say, well, that ain't being truthful. You're not being truthful. Yes, you're being truthful, because when you're walking by faith, come on, faith has already, come on, give us the assurance, the hope, the belief that we know everything is well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what is coming our way, we know that all things do what? Work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It's working for my good. I don't understand it, but it's working for my good. Come on here. I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. Come on. God have already worked it out. God have already figured it out. My job is to let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Come on. I'm coming through this. I'm coming out. I'm coming through it, and I'm coming out. I was never designed to stay where I'm at. You were never designed to stay where you're at in circumstances and situation. Come on. God has always, and he always will make a way for you to what? Escape, even in the midst of trouble. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the word of God, hallelujah, he that dwelleth in this secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I would say he is my refuge. Come on here. God is our refuge. Come on. Let's go there. Let's go there. We're going to deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay right there. I ain't going nowhere. God going to keep me. I ain't going to be threatened. I ain't going to fear. Come on here, because I've got the mind of Christ through this, and we are going to overcome. We are already overcoming. We will come through, and God will bring us out, because why? His word says so. His word says so. I love it. I love the word of God. Come on, when you can't do nothing else but stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Come on, Psalms 91, come go with me. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place. This is a secret place. The enemy can't find you. Oh, y'all not going to say nothing. The enemy can't even find you, because this is a secret place that God got you in while you going through. Come on, somebody. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, dwelleth me to stay there. Don't come up and under in this secret place. Don't allow the enemy to take your mind from off and in the secret place. Come on. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. God is going to take care of you. Just his shadow alone. Come on. It's covering you. It's hovering you. Come on. Just his shadow alone. Come on here. It's keeping you from every snare, terror of the enemy. No matter what it looks like today, no matter what it feels like today, God is our refuge. God is our strength. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And second verse says, I will say unto the Lord, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Come on here. My God, in him will I trust. We talked from this before. I'm trusting in God. No matter what it looks like, I'm trusting in God because I have the mindset that God is going to do it. I'm trusting in God because I know he's able to do exceeding abundant of all you think or ask today. You just got to know who you are. You just got to know where you're at. You're in a secret place, even though when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said the Lord would do what? Lift up a standard. Come on here. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. The third verse says, surely he shall deliver. Come on. Oh, that's your part right there. That's for somebody right there. Surely he will do what? Deliver. God ain't going to let you stay in there. God ain't going to let this overtake you. Come on here. God's not going to let you be made ashamed. Come on. They that trust in the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, he shall deliver thee, hallelujah, from the snare of the enemy, of the fowls, come on here, and the voice, hallelujah, the noise, pestilence. He's going to deliver you from that. Come on. He's going to shield you in the midst of it. Come on, so your mind can do what? Stay on him, no matter what. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me out there this morning. Come on, no matter what you're in, God is going to shield you and protect you from the error and the shears of the snares and tears of the enemy while you yet going through, because you're in a secret place and your mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of Jesus. And he says right here, he shall, come on here, he shall, that's a guarantee, he shall, come on here, cover thee with his, hallelujah, with his, God gonna do it, with his hand, he's gonna cover you, hallelujah, he's gonna surround you, come on, hallelujah, he's gonna do it, hallelujah, no matter what it looks like, no matter what, with the feathers, and he shall cover thee with his wings, come on here, hallelujah, hallelujah, they that trusted in his truth, come on, shall what? Shall not, here we go, shall not be ashamed. Come on here. You're not going to be ashamed. God is not going to let you go under. God is not going to let the enemy rejoice over you. Come on, somebody. God is not going to let you become a laughing stock. Come on, hallelujah. God is going to protect you. God is going to bring you out. Because if you do what? Dwell in the secret place. If you stay right there, come on. Come on, stay right there, my friend. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they're trying to say or what they're trying to do. Stay in the secret place. Stay in the secret place. Stay in the secret place. Find your secret place and get in God. Come on, keep trusting him. Find your secret place in God and know that he's able to do a scene of all you think or ask. Find your secret place in God and know that he will come through. He that will come, according to Revelation, he that will come shall come. Hallelujah. And he's going to come. And he's not coming empty-handed. Hallelujah. Because he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Stay right there in the secret place. Stay right there in the secret place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we trusted in God. And we're not afraid. We're not afraid when you're trusting in God. Be not afraid when you're walking in God. Rest in the Lord when you're in the secret place. You can rest in the Lord when you're in the secret place. You're not ashamed when you're in the secret place. Hallelujah. Because the secret place is where he keeps you from the snare and the terror of the enemy. Hallelujah. In the secret place is where he keeps us with our mind stayed on him. Because if we come off and under the secret place, we're going to begin to think. We're going to begin to look at things from the flesh report. Praise God. But we have to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says this And it's not so much of sin. It's not so much of sin. The word is saying walk in the spirit. So we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on here. So, oh my God, start naming some of the things of the flesh. But some of the things of the flesh can be when the enemy is start messing with your mind. Try to mess with your spiritual mind. And we can't let the enemy mess with our spiritual mind and your natural mind. In your natural mind, you can't think about it. In your natural mind, you can't handle it. But in the spirit, in this mind that he has put in us, hallelujah, I can do this. I'm going to do this. I am an overcomer. I am what? Because I'm in a secret place in my mind where the enemy can't torment me. The enemy can't torment you with fear. He can't torment you with doubt. He can't torment you with unbelief. Come on. Why? Because you're in a secret place and you know who God is. Come on. You know who God is. Hallelujah. Surely God is going to do it, my friend. Surely, my brother, sister, he's going to do it. Why? Because his word is his bond. His word is his bond towards us. And he will keep us in the day when adversity and trials come. Because we're in a secret place in him. And we know our God. My God. And you know your God. Do I have any witnesses out there today that know their God is able to do a scene above all we think or act? He's able to do what? To keep us from falling. He's able to do what? Hallelujah. He's able to do what? Do it. Can. He will do it. We got to trust him. And while we trusting him, we got to be in a secret place to know that Jesus, our Savior, our Master, he is working on our behalf. He's working on your behalf today. But you must know this. Come on. That's why we got to get in a secret place. Because this stuff that's trying to come up against you, this stuff that's trying to break you, this stuff that's trying to destroy your faith, trying to destroy your hope and your trust in God. Come on. Because when you're in a secret place, it can't bother you. It can't find you. Come on. It can't find you. It'll be all around you, but it can't find you. What I'm saying, all around you, it won't trouble your heart. Come on, it won't complex your mind because you're in a secret place in God. You're in a secret place in God, and it cannot touch you. It cannot make you change your confession because you're in a secret place in God. He that dwelleth, stay there. Stay there. I don't care how the storm raging. I don't care how the wind is blowing. Stay there. Hold fast. Hold fast to the horns of the altar and know that our God, your Savior, your Master, he is a deliverer. He is a healer. He is a way maker. Come on here. Glory to God. Praise our God. He can and he will come through. He have come through. Come on here. Your back been against the wall many a times because you were in a secret place in God. You know how to pray. You know how to get in God's face. You knew how to give God what was due to him while you was yet going through, and he brought you out. Come on. Hallelujah. Because you maintain in the secret place. Come on. In the secret place in God. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. The enemy can't torment you when you're in that secret place. The enemy can't barbar you when you're in that secret place. Hallelujah. You won't become overwhelmed when you're in a secret place of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say, oh, we human. We human. We're human. Listen, I'm so blessed to this. Are we human? And we all going to go through it? Yes. It was already designed. It was already in the frame. Hallelujah. Not Moses. Job said, man that is born of a woman. Come on here. What is about a few days, but they're full of trouble. Come on here. But Jesus said this, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I am a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on here. You know why he's a very present help in the time of trouble? Because he had made the trouble. He allowed the trouble to help us. He know the way out of the trouble better than I know it, better than you know it. But we got to maintain and be in the secret place. Come on here. We got to let this mind be in you and us that was also in Christ Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. While we're going through, we got to have a mindset. I'm going to stay right in the presence of God. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. These things will turn around. This situation will work out. Come on here. Hallelujah. No weapon that form against me shall prosper, because I'm in a secret place in God. I'm in a place with God that nothing can move me. I'm in a place with God that nothing can deter my mind and make me thinking, talking some other kind of way. Hallelujah. I'm in a place with God to where I trust him. Come on here. You've got to get like Job. This is a secret place. Though he slay me, yet would I trust him. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to get this in your mind. You got to get this in your spirit. Hallelujah. David said this. David said it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. David said this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once I was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen this. Oh, my God. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beggeth bread. You're in the secret place, and God gonna take care of you in the secret place. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah. He that dwelleth, stay there in his presence. He that dwelleth, stay there. He'll hide you in the day of trouble. He that dwelleth in his secret place. And it says in that second verse again, I had to go back to it. I would say of the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Come on, somebody. You got to trust God with everything in you. Don't trust this stuff that's coming. Everything is going down but the word of God. I'm going to say it again. Everything is going down but the word of God. The word of God, the word of our God shall stand forevermore. The word of our God will go out and it will accomplish what it sent it out to do. But we must do what? Abide. We must abide at all times. Hallelujah. I'm reminded what Paul said to them when they was out there. He said, abide in the ship. Abide in the ship. Stay in the ship. Because I don't care what's coming up against the ship. But if you abide in the ship, if you stay in the ship, there's none going to be lost. You're not going to be lost when you trust in God. You're not going to be lost. Come on. Hallelujah. When you give it over to God, you're not going to be lost. God ain't going to let it overtake you. God ain't going to let it overtake you today, my brother. God ain't going to let it overtake you today, my sister. Come on. We must do what? Walk in faith. We must do what? Hold on. Come on here. We must do what? Speak faith-filled words that do what? Dominate the law. Excuse me. Dominate the law of sin and death. Come on here. Faith-filled words. Now, faith-filled words. Tomorrow, faith-filled words. Abide in that. Abide in this. Abide in your belief. Come on here. Abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Get in the secret place and stay there and watch God do what? Deliver. You say, Apostle, I've been trying to do this. I've been trying to do this. Listen, get in the spirit. You're never going to do it in your flesh. Your flesh is never going to let you do it. You got to be in the spirit. You got to walk through this through the eyes of God. You got to see it how God see it. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can't be overtaken. You can't walk in the natural in the spirit too. The Bible said, according to what the words say, they that worship me must do what? Worship me in spirit and in truth. You can't walk with God in your flesh, because your flesh is not going to let you see spiritual things. Oh, it can't understand spiritual things. But the spirit, it takes the spirit to identify. It takes the spirit to understand. Hallelujah. While we're yet going through it, and we're still saying God can do it. Come on. Because it's spiritual. It's spiritual discerned. It's spiritual discerned. It's nothing or nowhere else. It's spiritual discerned. And I want to let you know today out there, somebody, you're going through it, but you got to abide. Abide in the word of God. You got to stay there. You got to constantly keep this word coming out your mouth. Constantly. Come on here. Like, you know, some of y'all TVs constantly play day and night. Day and night. You might turn it off for a while, but you turn it back on. Come on. is study constantly, praying. And this is the same way this word is got to constantly come out of our mouth. It's constantly got to play and rehearse over in us. Not when we get something good. And not when everything is going good. We don't do it. When everything is going good and when everything is going bad.